Heisenberg's ignorance of the accepted rules and regulations of quantum physics allowed him to tread where others, wedded to a more cautious and rational approach, feared to. It enabled him to construct a theory that appeared to explain the anomalous Zeeman effect. Having dismissed an earlier version, Heisenberg was relieved when Sommerfeld sanctioned the publication of his latest effort. Although it was later shown to be incorrect, his first scientific paper brought Heisenberg to the attention of Europe's leading physicists. Bohr was one of those who sat up and took notice. They first met in Göttingen in June 1922 when Sommerfeld took some of his students to hear Bohr's series of lectures on atomic physics. What struck Heisenberg was how precise Bohr was in his choice of words. Each one of his carefully formulated sentences revealed a long chain of underlying thoughts, of philosophical reflections, hinted at, but never fully expressed. He was not alone in sensing that Bohr reached his conclusions more by intuition and inspiration than by detailed calculations. At the end of the third lecture, Heisenberg rose to point out some difficulties that remained in a published paper that Bohr had praised. As people began to mingle after the question and answer session, Bohr sought out Heisenberg and asked the 20-year-old if he would like to accompany him on a walk later that day. Their hike to a nearby mountain lasted some 3 hours, and Heisenberg later wrote that my real scientific career only started that afternoon. For the first time, he saw that one of the founders of quantum theory was deeply worried by its difficulties. When Bohr invited him to Copenhagen for a term, Heisenberg suddenly saw his future as one full of hope and new possibilities. Copenhagen would have to wait. Sommerfeld was due to go to America, and in his absence had arranged for Heisenberg to study with Max Born in Göttingen. Although he looked like a simple farm boy with short fair hair, clear bright eyes, and a charming expression, Born quickly discovered that there was much more to him than met the eye. He was easily as gifted as Pauli, Born wrote to Einstein. When he returned to Munich, Heisenberg finished his doctoral thesis on turbulence. Sommerfeld had chosen the topic to broaden his knowledge and understanding of physics. During the oral examination, his inability to answer simple questions, such as the resolving power of a telescope, almost cost him his doctorate. Wilhelm Wien, the head of experimental physics, was dismayed when Heisenberg struggled to explain how a battery worked. He wanted to fail the upstart theorist, but reached a compromise with Sommerfeld. Heisenberg would get his doctorate, but would be awarded the second lowest mark, grade 3. Pauli had passed with grade 1.